About to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show, but first let's tell you about our good friends at the finest airport that ever was and ever will be.
The San Bernardino International Airport. Especially when there's summer travel plans, it can get expensive at these airports. That's why you gotta go to this airport where parking is just $5 a day.
Plus, you got those easy trips, San Francisco or Provo, Utah. Maybe you didn't plan anything this summer. See how easy it is.
Don't be one of those people who has to pack your patience. Go to San Bernardino International Airport.
Okay, enough shilling. And now it's time to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show.
If you want tickets to our Endless Summer Kegger, also known as the Clam Slam, which we announced yesterday, Slightly Stupid will be there, you'll be there, we'll be there, food, booze, it's going to be a great time. We have tickets for that coming up this morning, and the only way to get into that is to win your way in. Details up on our Instagram at Klein Alley Show. While you're there, you can see some footage from yesterday's round one of the Dumb Off, where Johnny once again did what he does best. He won/lost the Dumb Off, which means he'll be moving on.
He said he's excited about it.
He's very happy. He doesn't understand really the way it works, but he had the lower score yesterday, lost to Jake. It was much closer than it probably should have been.
He thought he was going to go again today. And then he was also like, it's sad that I'll never get to play Vanessa. And we were like, that's not how it works.
You could. You could meet Vanessa in the finals of the Dumb Off. Yeah. We don't know how it's going to play out. But a lot of people get heated when we do the Dumb Off on the show. Today, Allie will be battling Omar. We'll get to the questions in a moment. But listen to this.
Klein wins the Dumb Off for being a dumb.
Well, hold on. I haven't even participated yet. And by the way, I will be playing like I do every year. I think tomorrow is my turn to go. So I don't write the questions when I go. I have to answer them. But this guy says I already won.
Jesus Christ. These are just stupid riddle questions, not actual intelligence measuring questions. Okay, I spent like a million years in college, all that, taking a freaking buttload of standardized tests and course classes and finals and all that stuff. Never in my entire life have I been asked about these stupid riddles other than on BuzzFeed lame-ass online questionnaires and all that crap. I'm stuttering because I'm so angry. Anyway, ask some ACT prep questions to actually do this Dumb Off, you dumbass.
Okay, well, that's just one guy's opinion. Other people feel differently than that guy.
Yeah, good morning, guys. I could be wrong. I'm driving and I have a chance to Google this. But I think Klein needs to be in the Dumb Off because he just finished saying that you're going to have the inaugural Dumb Off back again.
Okay, well, I misspoke. All right, yes. I did say it's the inaugural Dumb Off back again.
Which would mean the first one,
right,
but
get
it's
it.
Back.
That was testing.
The first
everyone.
One ever is back,
that was
guys.
A test. But now here we are. It's two people going toe-to-toe. You're more than welcome to participate. A lot of people claim they did really good yesterday. A lot of people said they got almost perfect scores yesterday. These are not all riddles. It's your inaugural bitch. You're back. It's time now for round two of the Dumb Off.
The Dumb Off.
All right, Allie and Omar are going to be going toe-to-toe here. Write down your answers.
All right, I'm just going to write them down now.
Just you're right before I ask?
Yeah.
All right.
These are the horse's name Friday.
These are going to be easier questions than yesterday.
Was their mother.
Well, that was not that hard of a question, but boy, you guys made it tricky. Question one. You have two coins totaling 30 cents. One of them is not a nickel. What are the two coins? Allie is writing down. Omar is writing down.
Yep. One of them is not a nickel.
Yeah, that's correct.
And you have two coins.
Yep. We have to move to question two now.
Oh.
Question two.
All right.
You already won.
You're right there.
I mean, I need time for this.
You need time.
Two coins. And
you've heard this one before, haven't you?
Don't help her. Okay, let her struggle. Let her struggle. All right, we go to question two.
Is it the coins are European or some crap?
They're pesos.
Like 15 peso coins or something.
They're stuck together with gum.
Right.
That's a good guess.
Got it.
All right, Elvis, that's a possibility. Write it down.
The two coins are totaling 30 cents.
You have two coins totaling... This is just the first goddamn question. You have two coins totaling 30 cents. One of them is not a nickel. What are the coins? I must move on.
Okay.
We'll answer these at the end.
I'll leave that one blank for now.
Oh, my God. Allie gets so mad. Question two. A man has seven daughters. Each daughter has one brother. How many children does the man have? This is intelligence.
Say it again.
A man has seven daughters. Each daughter has one brother. How many children does the man have?
Oh, I get it.
Question three.
Yep.
B stands for what on the periodic table? B stands for what on the periodic table?
Each daughter has one brother.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Are you still on that? Move on.
You're too fast, Clyde.
It's not too fast.
Can I just read it?
No, I'm saying it, Allie.
There are seven daughters, and each daughter has one brother.
How many children does the man have? Please, for the love of Christ. We should have been done with the whole quiz now.
Because there's tricks and stuff.
The music ran out already.
Tricks?
Yeah.
What are you talking
about?
There's
probably a trick here, like the peso question.
Okay, there's no peso question. God damn it. We go to your next question. This is question three. What does B stand for on the periodic table? You got that?
Yes,
question
that four. One is a real question.
All right, you have 12 socks.
Oh, God. Why do I have so much of this crap?
Six black and six white. In complete darkness, how many socks must you grab to make sure you have at least a pair of matching socks?
What are you talking about?
Hey, I got this.
Six, what? Omar, you don't have any of this. What are you talking about?
Did you give Omar the answer?
There's six white socks and six black socks?
Yeah, and it's complete darkness, and how many socks must you grab to ensure you have at least one pair of matching socks? This is like basic, this is just knowledge that proves you are intelligent or dumb. That's it. That's all it is.
Well, I would turn a light on.
Well, you can't. In this scenario, you can't.
Use my phone flashlight like every other person.
Question five. If you rearrange the letters in the word listen, you make another word that almost means the exact opposite. What word can you make? See, once again, not a riddle here.
Yeah, that one, all right, okay. I gotta think about it, though.
Jesus.
Okay, I got that one.
What? You do?
Yeah,
Omar, you're scoring quickly today.
I'm good with letters.
Tensile.
All right, question six. We'll score it after the song. Question six. 3:15 on a clock.
What?
At 3:15 on a clock.
Okay.
What is the angle between the minute hands? The hands on the clock.
Oh, okay.
If it's 3:15. And question seven. If it takes three cats, Allie, this one's for you.
Okay.
If it takes three cats, 3 minutes to catch three mice.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah, this crap. You've done this crap before, but with a different thing.
How many cats are needed to catch 100 mice in 100 minutes?
Uh-huh.
All right. That's it.
That's it?
Seven questions.
All of these were hard.
Yeah, he's doing it on purpose.
They were not hard. Yeah. I'm doing it on purpose. These are Vanessa, do you get any of them right, do you think?
Zero. Like, you were too fast.
Too fast?
Yes.
Everyone says, the timing is really, like, throwing me off, too.
Everyone says speed it up.
No kidding. I got it.
The last one is three cats to catch three mites.
If it takes three cats... 3 minutes to catch three mice.
3 minutes, okay.
How many cats are needed to catch 100 mice in 100 minutes? All right, that's it.
Got it.
Come back with the answers. How do you think you did, Allie?
I've only even answered one or two questions. I need to figure this out.
Omar, how do you think you did?
I think I did pretty good.
I did great.
Someone's about to get schooled right now. It's the dumb off. It's the answer portion of the dumb off. And once again, Allie is not happy with how things went, as is usually the case. No, you're not listening to a replay from last year or the year before.
Well, because half of these questions are, you have seven daughters, you have six white socks, you have two coins. Who has all this crap?
I would imagine that most people listening have six socks and a couple of coins. But okay, if that's the problem you have with this dumb off.
Well, because it's just all giveaway, takeaway, the way it's worded.
If Allie wins the dumb off this year, she will officially have her shirt retired and hanging in the rafters at K-Rock.
No, because I only won once, really.
No one will be able to beat her, and that's incredible. To have it'll be the first shirt ever officially retired at K-Rock to hang up in the rafters. I mean, think of all the legends that have been through these halls.
I mean, this shirt's about to be retired just because it's getting too small. Omar, do you feel like these were fair questions?
Yes, and I have heard a couple of these before, and also last night was kind of like, you know, kind of researching a little bit of these questions are designed how they're asked. They're designed to trick your brain to think a different way,
right?
But it's your if you're intelligent, you will figure it out take the logical way.
That's right.
That's one type of thinking. That's one type of smart.
Right. And you're
I am many
these
types.
Are a mixture.
You look up the answers earlier.
Yeah.
These. Let's go ahead and check some scores now. Okay, Allie, you may have won this. Well, let's not to count yourself out just yet. First question. And by the way, a lot of people texting in the right answer. So clearly, we have a very smart audience, regardless of what the goat line messages would indicate.
Well, Allie can't see the text line, right?
No, I make sure.
No.
Okay.
You have two coins totaling 30 cents. One of them is not a nickel. What are the coins, Allie?
I put the coins are its mother.
She's trying. I guess if you assume that every answer is mother, one of them will be right.
Yeah. Didn't know there were lady coins, did you?
No.
Sexist.
Omar, what did you put?
One's a quarter and one's a nickel.
That is correct.
Because the quarter's not a nickel.
What?
Yeah, the answer. The question is one of them is not a nickel, and the quarter is not a nickel, and the other one is a nickel.
Okay, that's another thing. It's like that's worded funny or whatever.
It's not.
It's
worded
clear as
funny.
Day.
Omar got it right.
You're saying none of them are nickels.
No, I didn't say none of them.
That's what you're saying.
He said one of them is not a nickel.
Okay, whatever. You stupid ass. The next one.
I'm not the one.
I think my mother one should count.
No. It's so far from the answer. A lot of people said got the exact right answer on the text line.
My other answer was 2 15s from another country.
Boy. All right. Elmer's up one early. Question two. Dumb off if you're just joining us. Man has seven daughters. Each daughter has one brother. How many children does the man have? Allie, what did you put?
14.
Oh, man. Jesus Christ. Elmer?
Seven daughters.
Yeah.
Seven daughters, and each daughter has a brother. So that's 14 kids.
Yeah, this is why the dumb off exists. Omar, what'd you put?
Ellie, the seven daughters have one brother, so that's their brother, part of the children. That's eight.
But Omar's right. They all share one brother.
Oh, God. Okay.
What's your problem with this one, Ellie?
Well, again, it's just how you're wording it. You're just wording it funny so that it's... This is pregnantist.
It's pregnantist?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
This isn't fair to me.
Pregnantist. Do you understand?
I also wrote, they're their mother.
that's almost right. Question three. This was a question about the periodic table. No riddles here. What does B stand for on the periodic table? Allie.
Boron.
You calling Jake that? Or
you.
Oh, thank you. Omar, what'd you put?
Yeah, I said boron, too.
Boron is right. Good job, guys.
You're a boron.
Boron. Mm-hmm. You're proven to be one. You're about to be a record-breaking boron if you continue the score that you've got putting up.
Notice I got that right because that was a legitimate question, and it's not just trickery words.
B is their mother. You didn't put that? We have a question four. 12 socks total. Six of them are black and six of them are white. How many socks would you have to grab in a completely dark room to ensure you have at least one pair of matching socks?
Two.
No.
Two? What's wrong with you?
You have to grab two socks for a pair. Ha ha, trick.
Wrong.
No.
Omar, what's
the answer? It's three.
Three is right.
Because you select one, and it could be either white or black, and then the second one could be either white or black. They're not going to match, but the third one is guaranteed to match one or the other.
Omar's right. That's just basic reasoning right there. Do you not get this one either?
I don't know why you would even have all those socks laying out in the first place.
Why
do you have like rows of socks around?
No, why is it all dark?
Why don't you fold them together so you can just grab two socks?
I'm just going to read some back-to-back text messages. Allie, stop acting like a prissy little bitch.
Prissy?
Meanwhile, someone else says, these are the types of questions that frustrate me so much.
Right.
I'm as mad as Allie is right now. So this is a different strokes for different folks. And if you're not doing well, then congratulations. You are Allie level dumb. As we go to question number five. And if you're keeping track, Omar has gotten every single one right so far.
Yeah, so far so good.
Yeah.
Question number five.
Socks on your stupid head.
If you rearrange the letters in the word listen, you come up with another word that almost means the opposite.
Almost.
Allie, what did you put?
Silent.
Omar, what did you put?
Silent.
That is the correct answer. Good job. Silent. And we go to this next question. 3:15. Is the time on the clock. What is the angle between the hands?
Haha, zero.
That is wrong. Omar?
Zero?
What?
It's 7.5 degrees.
7.5 degrees is right.
What?
Yeah.
3:15 means the 3 is there and the 15 is there.
They're the same.
Hmm?
What?
Three. One, two, three. Mm-hmm. 15.
You got to look at a clock.
What?
It's 7.5 degrees is the difference because everything is in, it's half of 15 degrees, which is what it would be because everything's based on a 90 degree, 180 degrees.
10, 15.
No, 7.5.
No, that's wrong.
It's not
wrong. It's zero.
It's not wrong. It's the answer.
It's his mother.
One.
It's the right three. Answer.
What?
Look at that clock right there on the wall.
Three.
Imagine if that was 3:15.
15.
The angle would be 7.5.
No, it wouldn't.
Yeah, it's
it would be zero. There would be pointed at the same place.
This last question.
No, because the other hand moves, Allie.
Not if it's 3:15.
Through the hour. Yes, it does.
Wait, it's 3:15, is it not?
Yeah.
Yes.
The three is there.
Yes.
Uh-huh. But that's the big hand.
That's right.
And then the little hand, the longer hand, is pointed to the three because that's 15.
Mm-hmm.
What are we missing here?
I mean, I'll explain.
I thought it was 90 degrees.
Do you want me to explain this to you? The angle between the clock hand at 3:15 is exactly 7.5 degrees. While the minute hand points directly at the 3, 90 degrees from the 12, the hour hand is moved a quarter of the way towards the 4, resting at 97.5 degrees. That creates a 7.5 degree. The answer is 7.5. It's a tricky question.
Because it's not exactly at a 3.
Right, for smart people, and Omar is a smart person.
Because it's a little bit past 3.
So Omar gets that one as well.
Also, my daughters have a protractor, so...
Cool. So you broke that out?
Final question.
I didn't, but yeah.
If three cats, now Al, you should better get this one or you're going to be thrown out of the lesbian community. And you have three cats, so already Omar could argue this is a skewed question in your favor. If three cats catch three mice in 3 minutes, how many cats are needed to catch 100 mice in 100 minutes, Allie?
Three.
Omar?
It'll take 100 cats.
Okay. Finally. Allie gets one right.
Boom.
It is still three cats. Because the cats are
don't
averaging
cat me, bitch.
A mouse a minute. And so the correct answer is it will take three cats still to catch 100 mice in 100 minutes.
So.
So at the end of it all, Omar still beat you.
What?
By
a lot. And you are moving on in the dumb off.
Well, how many did he get right?
All of them except for one.
All except one right. And you got almost all except one wrong.
No, I got three right.
So
out of seven.
Hey, by the way, Johnny. Say hi to Allie again. You guys will be meeting again down the line at the Dumb Off.
Allie, we could just go ahead and throw this competition right out, man. I'm right there with you. All these were stupid-ass questions.
I agree. Thank you.
Especially that, like, acute one where it's like 7.5, whatever the hell
I know.
He said.
Shut up, right?
Yeah, I was like, bro, somebody's cheating, man.
Yeah, I know.
Listen, don't be borons.
They gotta be cheating.
A couple of borons talking.
Nerd joke. All right. No one likes someone who's smart.
We gotta take a break. And so, Allie, how do you feel your performance went today?
Well, I'm just mad about the questions. I understand the 3:15 one. That was stupid of me. I should have thought about that a little better.
Right.
What about the sock one?
The sock
that was
one.
Easy.
It's not easy. It's just.
What about the children one with the seven daughters and?
That's all wording. The wording ones I can't get. Okay, uh-huh. So I would like to request in the finals no wording weird ones.
The real loser of the Dumb Off is us for listening to this. Thank you for saying that. The periodic table question is trivia. That's not even reasoning. Allie is hilarious. Instead of guessing the two coins are foreign, she decides that they're some sort of a 15-cent coin that exists in other countries. Anyway, there's a lot of, as always, heated controversy all over the place today. But the good news is we're back in a moment. The Dumb Off is over for today. And when we return, we have news. But then we have your tickets. Listen to this. This weekend, Brookside the Rose Bowl. Just
take
like
two
heaven.
Tickets. Throw them on the ground. One has a sister. How many tickets do you have?
Oh, there actually is a 15-cent coin.
See?
You have two tickets coming up, and there's no riddle there. They'll be yours, and that's all next on.